Customers looking for their carbohydrate fix and other daily necessities in Northern California are being met by grocery workers trying to rally support. Labor contracts have expired for 33,000 union grocery clerks there. Formal negotiations begin next week with management teams from Safeway, Albertsons, and Kroger's. Both sides hope to avoid a repeat of the costly 4-month strike that gripped the southern part of the state earlier this year. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
Members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union are buttonholing shoppers outside this Albertson supermarket in San Carlos, some 30 miles south of San Francisco. They approach customers holding pledge cards in their hands.
How you doing, sir? Can I take a moment of your time?
It's part of what the union calls an education campaign. Matthew Hardy is a spokesman for the UFCW's Bay Area Coalition.
So we go out in front of the store with our pledge card, and the people pledge to either honor a boycott or a strike in case there is one. And we have great results. You know, we can get a couple hundred cards in 2 hours.
Actually, I don't really have a whole lot of time.
I'll walk with you. How's that?
A few busy customers are reluctant to stop and chat, but Deborah Talcott, who works for Safeway in nearby Foster City, has a way of winning them over.
2 seconds.
What's it for?
Our contracts are up September 11th. We signed an extension.
Talcott explains that with customer support, the union hopes to protect current wages and health care benefits. Their fear is a repeat of the demands management made in Southern California. What union spokesman Matthew Hardy says were aggressive health and welfare cuts.
They want to eliminate health care for a class of workers altogether, the baggage clerks. Then they want to make the waiting times for health care at such a ridiculous amount. In Southern California, it was something like a year for workers and 30 months for their families.
And when shoppers hear that, the majority of them sign pledge cards. John Hobson is among those who support the union cause.
Because I think it's important that all workers get a health care. They shouldn't be allowed to take it away.
But support is hardly universal. Luann Tierney, who's shopping with her small daughter, has more faith than the store owners.
I mean, ultimately, we need to grocery shop, right? So I'm hoping that management is doing the right thing for their employees and for the business.
Store owners are also working to get their message out, most recently through a telephone conference with reporters. Laurie Renda, a Safeway vice president, says owners are very motivated to avoid another strike.
We're going to come in with the kitchen sink to try to figure out a way that we can have a peaceful settlement here.
The grocery owners have already signed new contracts in Washington, D.C., Phoenix, and Seattle. Renda says employees in those markets agreed to help offset rising health insurance costs, and workers in California need to do the same. Otherwise, she says, union grocers such as Safeway will continue losing market share to non-union rivals, especially Walmart.
We know of over 100 locations in the state where they're actively pursuing permitting, zoning, or various stages of development on supercenters. And it is just a matter of time, and we think it's going to be sooner rather than later.
Walmart disputes that claim, saying it plans no more than 40 supercenters in all of California. In an era of tough competition and expensive health care, both workers and grocery owners say their very survival is at stake in the upcoming talks. Despite some conciliatory words, the two sides remain far apart, and Renda says Safeway has already recruited replacement workers in the event of a strike. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.